Our first reading, God called Samuel. In our gospel, Jesus called his disciples. Both two important passages, but in different places, but with the same type of mission. Again, both Samuel listening to the voice of God and the disciples. In those conversations with our Lord. Now, each of us have been called from God. Our vocations, for our process, and where He wants us to be, to go. We're called to be disciples. Disciples. There's a lot of different ways that God has called us to do something. But to this weekend, I'd like to focus into the Mass, how God has called us to be in the Mass. In December 4th, 1963, the Constitution of the Sacred Liturgy came out from Vatican II, said, quote, "Mother Church earnestly desires that all the faithful should be led to that fully conscious and achieve participation in liturgical celebrations, which is demanded by the very nature of the liturgy." Again, Mother Church earnestly desires that all the faithful should be led to that fully conscious and active participation. One thing that God is calling all of us to do is to be holy. And when we're at the Mass, we're not there to be a fan watching a game or be passive. God has called us to be with fully conscious and active participation. I mean, think, how can you grow with fully consciousness and active participation? Now, we're not perfect, nobody is. But are you listening to the readings? Are we saying with our mind the Our Father or the Creed? Are we singing? When we're kneeling, are you trying to hone into the prayers, the consecration of Jesus' body and blood? Now, each of us will be different, as a priest, my goal is to just kind of lock into the prayers, but that's what my mission is, to be the priest. But all of you are called to be in the Mass, active. And there too, some of you have little kids right now. It might be harder to listen, to focus. You're going through the reading and, by the way, your child needs to go to the bathroom. So we want to do the best we can. This time, I've never done this, I don't think, but I wanted to share what we do together in the Mass. So again, first, all of us need to be focusing on the liturgical morning and liturgical worship. But we have different ways that we support with each other. It's not just the priest. For instance, we have sacristans. They're the ones, if you've seen the back of the church, you saw it on the way in. You saw bread, wine, and water. Well, a sacristan did that. We have our books, our lectionary, and the gospel. And they have little ribbons in them to make sure I know where I should be reading. And the lectors, they prepare the Mass. And thank you. We do have lectors. We just heard them. Now, they didn't come just off the cuff to read. They practiced. They're asked. to read God's word. That's a powerful moment to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the readings in God's word. And I notice when we're listening to the readings, we can read them in the hymnal or another book. But always remember that you could do that anytime to read it. And in the liturgy, we are actually listening to the readings. So thank you for our lectors. We also have ushers. Ushers welcome. And they point out our pews. And most of the time, we have a few pews open in the front of the church because we're Catholic. And on big, you know, full masses, they might have to point out, hey, there are pews, and they'll walk them in to sit in a pew. Also, do our collections. Then a mass, one of the ushers will put the money in a bag so we don't lose it. They help parishioners to bring the bread, wine, water, and the gifts to the front of the church. Well, thank you for our ushers and for those of our parishioners that bring up the gifts. Again, a movement to bring it from our collections, our people, our family, to God. We have musicians. Play the piano and cantors. And thank you. No, they don't just show up and play, although they're probably good enough to do that, but they practice. They organize. They think, well, these are the songs we're going to have. This is the words compared to the gospel. And we must pray with music. It's the Old Testament to the New Testament and through all of our history as Catholics. And they work behind the scenes. We have servers that support me very well. They hold a book. They ring the bell. They're actually adding a new bell to ring so that you can see when I put my hands over the bread and wine and the Holy Spirit is coming down. They receive gifts. They help at the altar to prepare it and to help me to clean the altar, take the gifts off. I'm pleased to remember your families that it should be on time to make it to come. And they have just an awesome mission because they're about the closest to Jesus during the Mass. Eucharistic ministers. Another honor to offer Jesus' body and blood. And that's what they say, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ. They do so with humility and reverence. And they actually protect Jesus. You might not have heard this, but there are people in the world that steal the host. So all Eucharistic ministers need to make sure to see the host in the mouth of the other person. And they also clean if something is dropped with a purificator and water, and usually with the priest. Finally, I think there's one we should do new. I hope that we can have a welcoming family each Mass to welcome people in the gathering space. And think about those cold mornings or evenings. It'd be cool to have a family that opens the doors and then shuts the doors to keep it warmer in here. But to smile to people, to welcome. If you don't know their names, ask. You know, maybe have the kids in your family or any age to pass out the bulletins. The more of those conversations we can have, the better for our family. So God calls each of you for a mission. to be holy. In the Mass, to know of conscious, you know, the thought in our minds, to be in the game, for times to pray, time to have fully conscious and active participation, follow Jesus as his discipleship. And today ask, what can you give at Mass for our whole family at this sacred liturgy?